The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was walking alone yesterday and I had a scary incident happen. Let's talk about it on Thursday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Automatic and I are married and he has been running the dogs in the morning. I work out in the morning, but I don't work out that hard.
If I don't take the dogs in the morning,
yeah, they go crazy.
Yeah.
So I've been walking alone at night.
It's like we just dismiss your dog's mental health.
They go crazy, actually.
It's
really
an episode.
They actually literally cry and whine
if I don't take them for a walk. This morning, I was like, you know what? I might not take them. And then,
so you're really in no man's land. So either you walk your dogs or your wife.
So you hear though that the dogs are greater than wifey. Yeah, but anyway,
I didn't say that.
Alone at night because my husband walks the dogs in the morning. There's a scary street. We've talked about it. Remember where Machete Man was?
Yes. I still don't go down that street in the morning.
Ever. I never go down that street. But I happened to glance over and there were two people fighting. And I don't know.
On the weird street?
On the weird street, ooh. Automatic. And I just felt this chill, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up, and I started running because I felt like something was going to come and get me. And then I realized it's because Halloween is almost here.
Oh, there you go, dude. Okay.
It's almost Halloween. We're a week away from September, which is a month away from October.
How does that tie together?
Because it's spooky.
Yeah, it's spooky.
Dude, come on, dude. Where's your girl math?
Okay. You had to... This is girl math.
I just want to see Dana take off at top flight, dog.
Yeah, I know, but
I ran so fast.
How did this fight over here on Creepy Street, which really is creepy,
have
anything to do with Halloween?
Creepy.
Because Halloween reminded me of creepy, spooky stuff.
Dude.
People really fighting has nothing to do with Halloween.
It has everything to do. Automatic.
But look down the street. It's creepy. There's Machete Man. You guys made up this name.
Literally, yeah. Machete Man. It's not even a fake thing. It's a real thing. Doesn't it make you think of Halloween? Jason
It makes
and
me
Michael
think of murder. Like real
Freddy.
Stuff.
What was his name? Freddy? From what was the movie?
Friday the 13th.
We literally live on Nightmare on Elm Street. We literally live right next to the Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm telling you.
I'm sorry to see why your husband doesn't walk with you.
If you had to listen to this kind of logic, you wouldn't want to walk with her either.
Ready for Halloween. I know I am. Hit me up. Tap in on the phone lines at Dana Cortez on Instagram. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start by shouting out National Waffle Day.
Oh,
yes. Oh, man. I love my waffles with so much syrup on them, boy.
No, I like them just plain with a lot of butter, and then I tear them into pieces and dip them into the
syrup. You also are talking about Halloween, and it's August.
Yeah. Right. We also got, on top of Halloween, get ready for it. International Strange Music Day.
Hey!
This is honoring any music made in a strange way.
Hey, shout out to Tech N9ne. If you know, you know.
Hey, there it is. All right. We also got National Peach Pie Day. Mm-mm. And it's National Can Opener Day. All right. So
we have this can opener at the house that it takes like a degree to use it.
We're going to say that. So when I bought it, it's because it opens the cans and it doesn't leave it sharp, so nobody cuts themselves. Ava Matic, I swear, she's like, help me. I said, nah, girl, you going to figure out how to open a can opener on your own.
And we're going to wrap it up by shouting out Planet. On this day in 2006, the planet Pluto was demoted down to a dwarf planet, no longer a regular planet.
She's a planet, though.
She's
just little.
However you want to identify, queen.
Pluto was my favorite planet when I was little, and I remember they demoted her off of the whole planet thing, and then I was so upset. Now, at least she's a dwarf planet. It's because I'm short. And I thought I could
identify with that planet.
I identified with her.
What if they took everyone who was under 5 foot and decided they were a dwarf?
You'd be married to a dwarf then.
Yeah, whatever.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I remember when I walked down the aisle and DJ Automatic was waiting at the end of the church and how nervous I felt. And how amazing it felt to see this man that I love so much, knowing that I was going to be, I guess, your partner forever. You know, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it 100% in my bones that we were meant to be.
Aww.
And when the judge or the priest or whoever it was in this church was reading our vows.
Okay. All right.
It was a judge, Dana. It was a judge.
I know you might have gotten some of your marriages mixed up.
Well, I'm glad that you referenced that because I remember being embarrassed. Because I'd already been married twice and I was kind of, I mean, I was ashamed. I'm ashamed of it. I mean, I make jokes about it because it's a part of my life I'm not proud of. But your mother called me and said, Dana, I want to see my son have a wedding. I want to see my son get married because I was embarrassed. I didn't want to make a big deal of it. And then I realized, wait, I love this man. I do want to make a big deal of it.
Yeah.
I knew.
And if mom's down for it, why not?
Yeah, but yeah, mom's down for it, so let's do it. But it wasn't just that. The vows that we repeated to each other to respect one another through thick and thin, through ups and downs. He did such a great job in writing those vows. I understand why Bree, who's marrying Jonathan, was a little upset when her minister asked her to say these words in front of everybody you love, because I think it's wrong.
In sickness.
And in health.
To love.
Cherish.
And to obey.
We didn't talk about that one in counseling.
We did talk about that in counseling. So you want me to repeat that again, or you want to just keep going?
I think we can keep going.
All right.
I understand. And automatic, we did not say obey. I was not asked to say that. And I understand that that's old vows. That's old school talk and whatnot. And I respect all that.
But I got some questions, though.
Okay,
first of all, is the
husband of mine.
Minister and the bride-to-be, are they stand-up comedians? Because
no,
they're making a mockery out of the whole ceremony.
Good point. Well, okay, has a stand-up comedian. I would say this was a little cringe to watch because like the stage performer in me was like, did you guys not rehearse before? Like, why is this
they
not?
They went to counseling. And if you hear her, she refers to, you didn't bring that obey up in counseling. Yes, I did. She said, no, you didn't. He had to pull back because he's right. They probably talked about a partnership.
Okay, so
and
now
blah, blah,
this
blah.
Now this ordained minister is just freestyling up there.
No, that's a traditional vow.
But it wasn't rehearsed, though, according to what we're all...
No, it was not.
See, then, dude, I'd fire the homie on the spot, dog.
Felt like it was a lot of showmanship for a wedding. That there was like... And I'm sorry, this bride-to-be. Red flags everywhere.
Why do you say that, automatic?
Everything she's saying, and she sounds entitled. She sounds like you're going to... I mean, she sounds like she's going to make her husband obey her.
No, it doesn't. She never said that. She never turned it around, and he's giggling the whole time. You could watch the video.
I can imagine what would happen to him if he wasn't giggling.
That's all he's allowed to do is giggle. Can't laugh.
Go watch the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I disagree with you both. And automatic, you have told me over and over again, the reason that you fell in love with me is because I am strong and you wanted a partner, not someone to obey. What? I recall recently we were at Mass and your mom read a passage about a woman obeying her spouse, your sister. Every woman in that church was like, no, was so offended. But old school thinking was to obey the man.
Yeah, and sometimes you just got to let those old school sayings go. You can't say it then.
I'm not going to say it because it would be a lie. And Bree didn't want to lie on her wedding day. If she says, I'm going to obey my partner, she's not going to tell a fib in front of God and her friends. She's looking for someone who's going to give her mutual respect as much as she's going to respect her husband.
Well, her husband's looking for Advil because that one was a headache.
All right. I want you to watch the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Decide for yourself.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, there is a guy on Instagram who's gone viral. He went in for a massage and the woman assaulted him. He says she touched his wee.
This lady tried to touch on me at a massage place.
I don't know. It's a dark massage parlor. We'll get into it and I'll play the audio for you here shortly. First, though, DJ Automatic, what'd you find for the people?
India landed on the moon, and there's just something about it that I don't feel right about. And then Russia also had something crash into the moon this
week. They blamed America.
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of moon stuff going on right now that I'm not really feeling. Here's some audio of India actually celebrating the moment. Congratulations to India. They're the fourth country to land on the moon.
Okay, automatic.
But the one thing I was thinking about it, if you saw the video of them landing on the moon, it was more like a video game. It didn't look realistic at all. Back to the Russia thing. So Russia dropped something on the moon this week and blamed it on the United States, but there's not supposed to be gravity in space, and you can watch the thing drop all the way to the moon.
So these videos are suspect to you.
These videos are super suspect. Actually, if you go to my Instagram right now, I put up the India landing on the moon video.
Nice.
At DJ Automatic on Instagram, and you'll see the video, and it looks more like Galaga.
I believe the U.S. landed on the moon and other countries have. I'm not buying this. After watching that video, automatic, I'm not buying this at all.
It literally looks like a 1990s video game on the South Pole of the moon.
On the South Pole of the moon.
I mean, I believe that the United States landed on the moon in the 60s until this week. I'm sorry. After seeing that video, I was like, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy at all.
Anyway,
but you are a conspiracy guy
now,
right now.
After seeing these videos, I'm like, I'm just not buying it.
All right, y'all. One thing you can buy, and one thing a lot of people are buying, tickets to see Taylor Swift. In case you missed it, the Federal Reserve says the one and the only Taylor Swift's Era Tour is boosting the economy.
Wow. All right.
Market research is confirming that she could add an additional $5 billion when it's all said and done, dog.
Dang.
So she's doing over 60 nights, about 70,000 fans, and these tickets after markup value are going for about $200 to $300 a pop.
I'm not a huge fan of her music, but I do get it. I mean, she's, at this point, arguably up there with Michael Jackson.
So, Automatic, you're saying you respect her as an artist, although it's not your cup of tea.
It's not my cup of tea. I like Shake It Off, but that's about it.
Cup of tea or not, dog. Taylor Swift is the biggest artist that we've ever had. Bigger than Eminem, bigger than Beyonce, Rihanna, any celebrity you want to put up. She is leaps and bounds. It's time to put her in a conversation with like Michael Jackson, Elvis, and the rest of those icons.
I will
like
say,
that.
Though, they just made the same argument about Beyonce's tour as well.
But Beyonce doesn't like write. Here's the thing with Beyonce and Taylor Swift, and I feel like I'm doing a disservice, but I'm not, please. But Taylor Swift writes her own music. Ooh. That is a crazy thing.
Here's something here that people might not know. Anthony has been a Swiftie since 1994.
Dude, yeah.
My favorite song is her with Kendrick, Bad Blood.
I don't hate you, but I hate to critique.
But I'm not going to lie, man. Calm Down got me. Ooh. I love this one. I saw Moneybagg Yo used her to promote his new album, Hard to Love. That's brilliant.
He's a smart man.
Respect to Taylor Swift. Respect. All right, so in case you missed it, there's this guy on the internet, and he's gone viral because he accused a massage therapist of grabbing his woo, and he reported her to police. Here's audio.
This lady tried to touch on me at a massage place and then refused to give my money back. She going to jail.
She tried to grab my genitals. She's going to jail.
And they wonder why Christians having a hard time making it to heaven. I stand for Jesus.
You can go watch the video now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. This happened. Massage parlors got the darkness on the windows and whatnot. And you see the cops about to arrest this woman. What's your hot take? Who's going first?
I think if you're going into a massage parlor and you're surprised that they're doing that, it was clout chasing. I think this guy isn't sincere about his accusations and trying to, you know, shut down risky massage parlors, or he's worried about getting into heaven. I think he's just doing it for the clout. Like, what kind of... No, you go in there at 2 a.m., you know what's going to happen.
No, he went in there and he realized he probably didn't have the money.
Oh, you don't think he paid the bill?
Oh, you think he got the rub and automatic?
I'm positive he got the rub and then he didn't want to pay for it, so he decided to call the police so he didn't have to pay for it.
That does happen to men. Yeah. Look, guys, I know it doesn't happen very often, but it does happen.
Yeah,
and also, and then
what do you mean, I guess?
And then another side of this coin, too, is also the actual sex workers who are in these places, too, oftentimes are going through their own thing. So I just feel like to make a mockery of this whole situation, it's you really...
You know, Anthony A's getting a serious... I'm usually the one to get serious about this. You're right. A lot of times we make fun of these places and whatnot, but a lot of these women, they are being trafficked. They've been told, we're going to get you a good job, and then they're forced to work in these places. They're undocumented, so they're trapped. So, all in all, this is a bad guy? We're not on his side?
Yeah, no.
No.
Are you on his side?
What this guy's a scammer.
I'm always on the women's side. So, hell no, I'm not on this man's side. I think he's a liar.
Well, let's go find out where it's at so make sure these women stay employed.
I knew. You were going to say something like that.
Make sure trying to mess it up for everyone else.
Go watch the video at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love watching HGTV. You know how we do all the home renovations and, ooh, automatic, we could do this, we could do that. Whereas a man in Turkey, he was renovating his home and he also has like a little farm and his chicken ran to the back of the house and he noticed where they were digging, there was a hole. So when he broke through, the hole was 10 feet deep and underneath he found a 20,000-year-old city.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, an entire city.
Underneath his house?
Underneath his house. I don't know if it's 20,000 years. Automatic, you're the one with the degree. The city was built in 900 BC.
Okay, so let's do the math on that
one. Okay, let's do it because we don't need girl math right now.
We're in 2023, right?
Right.
And that was after Jesus. So 900 years before.
Because BC is before Christ.
So we're going to go with, math isn't so good, but we're going to say about 3,100 years ago.
Woo!
So you're way off on this.
I was way off. I was using girl math before Christ walked the earth.
Is this before Noah and his ark?
Right.
Yes, so way before
Noah and his ark.
Damn, dude.
This is before Adam and Eve.
Maybe this is where they got the apple from. I don't know. All right, dog. From an undiscovered city, or a newly discovered city, I guess.
Discovered city.
All right, to a flight on the way to London, where a passenger by the name of Leah Williams suffers from a severe nut allergy. Oh. I know, disappointing, automatic. I know. But
we know how much you love nuts.
She decided to take matters into her own hands. When the flight did not want to stop serving peanuts, she went ahead and bought $185 worth of peanuts and bought all 48 packs of peanuts on the flight so she would not suffer.
Like a boss.
Well, yeah, that's like the worst obituary, death by peanuts. Who would want that? That's horrible.
Well, I got one more interesting one for you guys. All okay, right, this is the week that scientists think aliens are going to call us.
Oh,
this well, week.
This week.
Let that hotline bling.
Yes. So they've been waiting for this call since 1983 when Stanford students sent out a message. Scientists in Japan actually started scanning the skies for any replies this week. They figure that after 40 years, they're ready to come in now.
What if the aliens left us on red this whole time?
The message has been in the sky. And we're just, we would be leaving them on red.
I think so, too. Who is it?
Oh, it's aliens. Let me answer this. Hello?
What do they want?
Hold on. No, I do not want an extended warranty in my car.
Those are today's WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Coffee is the beverage of choice in the morning, every single morning. But what about a spiked coffee? Are we down? One of your favorite food chains is adding that to their menu. Let's talk about that in food news. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Thursday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error.
So this is a story. I think it's going on about a week now. It just happened, but I didn't exactly know how to approach it. I'm just going to talk about it. Women's soccer, the new champs are Spain. Congratulations, ladies. But yeah. It was the president of the Royal Spanish Football Federation, Luis Rubiales, grabbing Jennifer Hermoso and kissing her on the mouth that made headlines and ruined the lady's celebration.
Oh.
She was so upset physically. Oh. She pushed, like, what are you doing, sir? Some of the women in sports, very sports all over the world have said this is like the norm. Men will grab you. They'll come into locker rooms.
What? As someone who's around women's basketball all the time, I haven't seen that happen.
Oh, they're going to beat somebody's ass if they do that.
I was going to say, try that with one of those girls.
Try that with a WNBA.
Try that with Donna Taurasi. See what happens.
Not happening. But I've never seen you, DJ Automatic, or you, Anthony A, touch women in an awkward way or grab women.
Because we're not creeps. That's creepy.
Why you even got to bring us up?
Yeah, because I just want to let everybody know.
We have to prove that we're not creepy.
Yeah, you're not creepy.
Now I'm in a weird category of conversation with the same Spain coach. That's wild.
You're like, don't put me in that.
It's better. It's one of the things you just don't have to say anything. Don't address it if it's not you.
Here's men. Don't put your hands on women that you don't know. Put your hands on your own.
They weren't like hooking up or nothing like that?
No,
it wasn't no like player coach love story?
He was celebrating by kissing her.
On the mouth.
Dude. There's a lot of like slapping butts in men's sports too, but I guess nobody complains about that. Well,
I said he complained. His coach was lapping a little bit too much in Little League. That's another show.
I was an umpire, and that was weird, okay?
Yeah, that was, dude. Yeah.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Dunkin' is going boozy with their new iced coffees and spiked iced teas.
So we're drinking alcohol early in the morning now, huh?
So spiked coffees and teas?
Everything. It seems like there isn't a drink that's out there
but
that isn't spiked at this point.
But you can't pull up to the brick and mortars, right?
No, you can only buy it at the grocery stores, and it's only available in 12 states right now, but it'll be coming to all states pretty soon.
Oh, you know, well, because America likes to drink.
Who's mortar? Where's that at?
The Dunkin' Donuts actual stores.
Oh,
you can't buy them there. They'll be in a like grocery stores, convenience stores.
Is that what you call brick and mortars?
Yeah, brick and mortar.
You never heard that expression?
You never heard that?
No, dude. I didn't know I was sitting on the Mad Money show right now. Brick and mortar. All right. He's a cool person.
Regular store. Anthony A. Anyway, National Day, Anthony A.
Sounds like it just passed Monopoly board. Anyway, all right. So it's a National Pluto Demoted Day. On this day in 2006, hey. Pluto was demoted down to a dwarf planet.
God, poor guy.
First of all, she's a girl.
Oh.
And they removed her from planetary status altogether. And then people like me were so upset, they put her back in as a dwarf planet.
Oh, so you identify with a planet.
She's little, but she's mighty.
We also got National Can Opener Day, too. So shout out to the can opener.
How did you open cans before the can opener?
With a knife.
Thank God for the can opener.
I don't think I've ever done it without a can opener.
It's been invented.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to that person. And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Waffle Day.
Ooh.
yo, baby.
I bought a waffle maker that's just like the one when you go to the hotels that have the free continental breakfast.
Oh,
you
damn.
Know the big waffle makers that
and
you
I was
make
so
in the hotel.
So excited about it. I was like, I'm going to use this every day. And I swear it hasn't left the pantry in at least a year and
Why
a half.
Why though?
Because it makes you fat. If you waffles every day.
Your mind is better than mine, DJ Automatic. When she said I bought a waffle maker, I was like, what's her name?
You and the Spain coach. You and the Spain coach.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You're listening to the Dana Cortez Show. And if you don't know, Dana Cortez and DJ Automatic are happily married, meaning that they did their vows over, what, was it 10 years ago, Automatic?
It's been a while.
10 years ago. And you wrote them yourself, right?
I did. And they're on a cell phone somewhere bedroom. I don't know where, but somewhere.
Well, today we talked about this wedding ceremony that went kind of left because the minister brought up the term obey in the vows. Here's a snippet of it right now. The wife was not having it.
In sickness.
In sickness.
And in health.
And in health.
To love.
To love.
Cherish.
Cherish.
And to obey.
We didn't talk about that one in counseling.
We did talk about that in counseling. So you want me to repeat that again? You want to just keep going?
I think we can keep going.
All right.
Oh man, dog. I pray for that homie because that ball and chain is on there tight. Dude. But he's not the only man who's going through this, dude. No. There's a million wives out there saying, I wish my husband would tell me to obey. So let's grant that wish to DJ Automatic right now. If he could have three wishes that his wife had to obey no matter what would they be? I was with me two dudes.
One studio. I'm even afraid to say it.
A recap segment on the Dana Cortez
Show. Is
she around here? Yes, dude. I know. Automatic, you guys are shook. Dana's going to pop in right away and listen off these things that you want her to obey. But Automatic, do you think this is a red flag for this marriage right now?
Yes. Red flag after red flag. That woman thought she was a damn stand-up comedian at her wedding.
Oh, so you feel like she kind of made a mockery of the sacred vows.
And I feel like she's probably going to make a mockery of that man.
If you were in the audience.
I know firsthand all about that.
If you were in the audience of this wedding right now, would you place your bet that they're going to make it?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, I mean,
honestly, it's up to her.
Okay.
Because that guy doesn't have any say in his life.
He's not, dog. Because she ain't obeying anything.
No.
But he's not alone. This happens all the time. You can never get your wife to openly obey anything, dude.
I'm in the situation right now. So, I might be talking trash about that dude, but I'm living it.
Well, fortunately enough for you, DJ Automatic, I'm a genie today. And I am granting you three wishes that no matter what, your wife has to obey to, all right? DJ Automatic, go ahead. What is the first thing you want your wife, Dana Cortez, to obey to?
Well, the first thing is I want a snap and I want it to happen, okay? So I want a literal...
Oh, you want to snap at your wife? Okay,
we're going to... You said you were a genie.
Oh, my God.
So the
we're
first thing I
in
want...
trouble.
Is sex
okay?
I just want to snap, and it's gonna happen
on your terms.
On
when
my
you
terms,
want it, right?
On
dude?
My terms. Mm. Next thing I want to snap for, cooking. Oh. On my terms, what I want to eat. I don't want to have tacos for the fifth night in a row. I love tacos, but not five nights
not
in a row.
Not five nights in a row. Snap and obey me, woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the last one is I'll just give you the acronym. STFU.
Okay, you want her to be quiet whenever
yes.
you want.
Just be quiet. That's all I want.
There it is. Stop snapping, fool. We're both going to get in trouble. All right, homies and homettes, speak up right now. If your partner, if there's one thing you wish they could obey no matter what would it be? At Anthony A. Comedy across all social media platforms, at DJ Automatic, and of course, at Dana Cortez. She's in control of this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.